friendly pepper up.
At 3 o'clock, we'll go off the air. For now, nightmares rule the world. Creatures of the darkness. Of earth and air. The lonely mountains o'er and the resounding shore. A voice of weeping heard and loud lament. From haunted spring and dale, edged with poplars pale, the parting genius is with sighing sent. With flower in woven tresses torn, the nymphs in twilight shade of tangled thickets mourn. In consecrated earth and on the holy hearth, the lars and lemurs moan with midnight plaint. From urns and altars round, a drear and dying sound affrights the flamens with their service quaint, while the dull marble seems to sweat as each peculiar power foregoes his wonted seat. Peor and Baalim forsake their temples dim, and that twice-battered god of Palestine, and Munad Ashtaroth, heaven's queen and mother both, now sits not girt with taper's holy shine. The Libic Hammon shrinks his horn. In vain the Tyrian maids their wounded Tammuz mourn. And sullen Moloch fled, hath left in shadows dread his burning idol, all of blackest hue. In vain with cymbals ring they call the grisly king in dismal dance about the furnace blue. The brutish gods of Nile as fast, Isis and Oros, and the dog Anubis haste. Nor is Osiris seen on Memphian grove or green, trampling the well-trod grass with lowings loud. Nor can he be at rest within his sacred chest. Naught but profoundest hell can be his shroud. In vain, with incantations dark, the sable-shrouded sorcerers bear his worshipped ark. The Coal House Comedy Hour. With Charlie Chan or whoever. We'll be back in a moment. In a moment, the results of that trial. Charles W. Chan was convicted of money laundering in his laundry operation. He was convicted and sent to San Quentin for a period not to exceed 30 or less than 15 years. Well, we can cross another case off the books. When will they learn that the law is not to be broken?
He didn't work there anymore, but we discovered his name was Claude Stroop. We found out where he lived.
There's that frog-faced cop again.
We arrived there. It was a hotel for men, mostly old men, mostly down and out.
All right, rub it in.
Police officer.
Real old, ugly man.
Hope Claude didn't get in any trouble.
So do we, is he in?
No. He's got room 307. You can check if you like.
We'll take your word. Were you on this morning?
Hmm?
Yeah, well, I was. I got up to scratch my pustules and then.
Did Stroop spend last night here?
Came in about 11.
When did he leave this morning?
Round 6, maybe before.
To come back after?
Round 2. So.
Then left. Supposed to be back at 10.
Piece of pie.
What trick?
Our program. He knows the other fellas need him.
Program?
They hear at the hotel. Every Christmas we have a program. Put up a tree and sing. They're mostly old fellas.
Mostly old, decrepit.
Back when they were kids. Then Jimmy Finn comes on.
Jimmy Finn?
Yeah, we put a fin on every Jimmy.
His family once had a lot of money, so he tells the fellas about it. Stories about Christmas. How they had this big log, and his grandfather used to start it up.
Oh, big log, you
know. Everybody turned over his plate, and there underneath was a $20 gold piece. Brand new.
When Stroop came in this morning, did he have a bundle?
I didn't see him come in.
You said you saw him.
I saw him go out after, but not come in.
When was that?
8. If you want to look for a bundle, I could give you his key.
We don't have a warrant.
It's all right. I know about police. It's all right with me.
It's not with us.
I didn't mean that. I just meant it was all right with me.
Georgie Wexler's lost lookout.
On the feast of Stephen.
Yeah, murdering that song.
They were three old men. You couldn't tell how much better they would have been with Stroop singing the fourth part, but somehow you didn't care. This was Christmas.
Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, this guy Pat can really do it.
He's tenor and they need him to make it sound just right.
Does Stroop have a job?
No, sir. He used to have jobs.
No, sir.
Never mind this music crap. What kind of a job does he have? Does he even have a job?
That's right.
Christmas carols won't cut it.
Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's.
Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny, it'll do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. Then the Christmas goose.
And over.
A goofball Christmas special will return in a moment. Would you hold hands with a lobster?
Goose step mama, take a bite and lodge.
Oh, you silly goose.
While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step mama.
Goose step, oh my.
Goose step mama, boogie all night long. Goose step mama.
Those goose stepping Nazis.
You know how to reassemble.
Fucking geese.
Fuck you, fucking geese. Goosey, goosey gander, where do you wander? Upstairs and downstairs in me lady's chamber. To kill the goose that laid the golden eggs here at Radio Valencia. That's why we hope you're still listening to our show and interested in supporting this crazy and curious institution called Radio Valencia, so that our program and your listening can continue. Star Destroyer?
Oh, yeah. It's a First Order Star Destroyer. So it's a late sequel. It's the last sequel's armaments.
What an impressive bridge it has. I mean, is this the control turret or something?
Here's the bridge. Take me to the bridge. I told you, Spock. Mr. I am in command here.
Your host, General Grievous.
Vulcans never bluff. You're bluffing.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss.
Well,
thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
And, all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too. As well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present.
The elegant nominative.
Thank you.
Of course, it should be George and me. Seems like some sort of alarms are going off all over the place. Major, how do you explain that?
I told you to turn off your atomic clock.
14 minutes and change till blast off. Dodge dart in your heart.
Dodge, depend on it.
Say, if you're on the market for a new pickup, the Dodge boys have some great news for you.
The Dodge boys.
This is the year of the big change for Dodge. A brand spanking new pickup that has all the toughness you expect from Dodge, plus some really new features you're going to like a great new ride, the roomiest cab around, and some fine new styling. So don't be hornswoggle into an ordinary truck. See the newest pickup around. Now with the Dodge Boys.
The Dodge Boys. In trouble again.
Depend on it.
There was a young fellow named Lodge who had seat belts installed in his Dodge. When his date was strapped in, he committed a sin without even leaving the garage. Forever be accursed, the star under which I was born. May no sky protect it, let it crumble in space like a dust without honor. And let the traitorous moment that cast me among the creatures be forever erased from the lists of time. My desires can no longer deal with this mixture of life and death in which eternity daily rots. Weary of the future, I have traversed its days, and yet I am tormented by the intemperance of unknown thirsts, like a frenzied sage, dead to the world and frantic against it. I invalidate my illusions only to irritate them the more. This exasperation in an unenforceable universe, where nonetheless everything repeats itself, will it never come to an end? How long must I keep telling myself I loathe this life I idolize? The nullity of our deliriums makes us all so many gods, subject to an insipid fatality. Why rebel any longer against the symmetry of this world when chaos itself can only be a system of disorders? Our fate being to rot with the continents and the stars, we drag on like redesigned sick men, and the end of time, the curiosity of a denouement that is foreseen, frightful, and vain.
Twilight falls again to the funny sound that a blackbird makes. Twilight calls again as no good reason remains. I'll do the same.
Convincing martyr. Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand.
I'll just have to police up this place so we are left without a trace.
Billy, your mother's a wonderful woman. Sometimes I think she just doesn't understand us, man.
Here we are, Dad. Just on the other side of the hedge and the shed.
Watch out, you obstreperous
little... Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
Just about size for my bait box.
Aren't they cute?
Well, you'll find more adventures of Dad and Lad on the show coming up. But we want to say you've been a fabulous audience, and we here at the Ask Dr. Hal Show have enjoyed beaming our Bobcast your way. Remember, if you like the show, tell your friends, neighbors, city council members, and others, and ask them to make time for the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. And so, on behalf of all the movers and shakers, the honkers and the shouters, we wish you good night and good morning.
Bess has a tiny opening in her body and it stretches open for the puppies to come through.
and then it closes up again, you see?
Oh, gee willikers.
You see, when God makes a dog or a pussycat, after a while, it dies. And then we bury it in the ground, and there's no more dog or pussycat. But babies are different.
Well, how come, Dad? How are they different?
When God makes a baby, Billy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
A baby, Billy.
And here's the way he does it. First, he takes a tiny seed from inside the daddy. Then he plants the seed inside the mother.
What a nosy boy.
Then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
Soul? What's that? I never saw one, did I?
No, son. We can't
area
see the soul.
In the perineum.
But it's the most wonderful part
area
of the new baby. Because when the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies,
a long white beard,
they bury his body in the ground.
Or a vulture takes it. It's all part of God's plan, Timmy.
Vultures? Well, yes. I've never heard of vultures before.
Well, you had to learn sometime, son. They're coming for us. That night, Timmy thought long and hard about the future.